So then I always ended up having to be in the sack, jumping up and down to stomp it down. And every year of my life, they'd have to go in then and take the ticks out from behind your ears. Oh, yeah. Sheep or ticky, and they always buried in, always behind my ears.
Really?
And my dad would light a cigarette and lay it up at the tick's butt, you know, and when it'd get hot, then it would back out.
Yeah. Is that pretty much the place where you get
it? Oh, yeah. They always manage to get behind your ears.
Mm-hmm.
Behind your ears and in your hairline, you know.
Yeah. Eek. Don't like the sound of that.
Wood ticks do the same thing.
Do they?
Yeah. Have you ever gone camping and gone home with a tick?
No, not that I remember. And I would remember it, right?
Yes, you.
I'm not a big camper, though, so I mean, maybe I haven't given it enough of a chance.
Right.
So, let's see. Did you mentioned having a chicken house? Is that the same as a chicken coop?
Yeah, some people call it a chicken coop.
Okay.
But we call ours a chicken house because we lived in the chicken house until they finished building our house. When we moved in from Blanca, the house wasn't completed yet, so we all moved into the chicken houses.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. How long did that last?
The chickens hadn't been there yet when we moved in. Right.
Did you?
5 or 6 months before we got the houses finished to where we could move in.
Wow.
But you got to remember, I was just a baby at the time.
Yeah, you weren't mine. You thought it was normal.
Beat the heck out of a dust storm, I'll guarantee you.
Yeah. What are some other things that you can feed animals out of? We mentioned, is a corn crib a feeder?
No, a corn crib is where you actually put the ears in to dry.
Okay.
On the cob.
Okay.
You know, it's a corn crib is actually a wooden box in a corner somewhere.
Yeah.
For to store it that way.
What about things that animals would actually feed out of?
A trough.
Okay.
You fed the sheep out of a trough. You fed the pigs out of a slop trough.
Okay.
Yes.
I have a slop bucket.
A slop bucket? Oh, you betcha. We always kept a slop.